One Man's Family, now brought to you, transcribed every weekday night at this time by Tabsin, the new improved antihistaminic tablet for the symptoms of colds and hay fever. Another fine, dependable product of Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Overheard between Henry, Fanny, and Hazel in the bedroom.
No matter how many years you've been friends with a man, Henry, if he's a doctor, he doesn't like to be called a quack.
Father!
Dr. Thompson was very hurt when he left, Hazel.
If he never comes back here, that's all right with me. I'll get an African witch doctor or a Chinese herb specialist. I don't care.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. With another summer weekend just about here, what a shame it would be to allow the misery of hay fever or a summer cold to interfere with your plans and your pleasure. To help relieve the discomforts of these complaints, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, in the bright red package at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. And I do mean improved. For one thing, Tabsin's dependable antihistamine offers quick relief from the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But it does more. Tabsin also provides the benefits of an effective pain reliever for the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. All this in one smooth-coated, easy-to-swallow tablet. Tabsin. Get some right away. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Chapter 10, Book 77, The Book of Henry. Henry Barber's daughter Hazel, known in the family circle as Father's Girl, has called daily at the family home during her father's illness. And now, in the late afternoon, we find her coming into the big master bedroom where Henry lies in bed, waiting impatiently for his knee to heal.
I thought I'd find Pinky here, Father. He was planning to stop in on his way back from the library.
I haven't seen him.
How do you feel today?
Oh.
Does the knee still hurt?
Yeah.
Mother said if there's anything you want, I'm to call down to her. Father, have you two had a fuss this afternoon? Father?
I made up, Hazel.
Oh, you did, huh?
Apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
You're not the easiest patient in the world to take care of, you know.
Ooh.
I understand you ordered pork roast and applesauce for dinner tonight.
I did nothing of the sort. I merely remarked it's been a long time since we've had fresh applesauce. Yes, in a casual, offhand, conversational manner, I suggested, lightly, that pork roast might be nice to go with it.
Oh, I see.
The people make mountains out of molehills. Oh, that isn't what your mother's upset about. That's a mere smoke screen.
What's it hiding?
Hmm?
What is she upset about, Father?
Oh, never mind.
All right, don't want to tell me.
She wants me to call up and apologize to Fred Thompson and Dr. Hagerboom. I wasn't rude, Hazel. I was merely trying to get a truthful diagnosis, that's all. And all I hear is equivocation and evasion. It's my knee that's involved here. It's my leg we've got to worry about. Is it going to be stiff for life or isn't it? They operated on it. They're supposed to know. They keep looking at it, Hazel. Yes. Then they mumble to each other in Latin and Greek to confuse me. Did you ever try to pin two doctors down? Why, they hang together like brigands. Well, won't know till you try it, Henry. Then I say, when shall I try it? We'll let you know, they say. Big mystery. Giving me the bedside manner and no information.
Was Dr. Thompson here this afternoon?
Oh, no, yesterday. Right after you left, they both came in. That Serge and Hagerboom and Dr. Thompson, both of them poking my knee, muttering. Can't find out a thing.
Well, surely you haven't been fussing about this since yesterday.
I won't apologize, Hazel. That's final. I will not do it. If Fred Thompson never comes back here, that's all right with me. I'll get a witch doctor or a Chinese herb specialist. I don't care.
Dr. Thompson's a very able man, Father, and you know it.
Ooh.
Look what he did for Pinky's blister. It was miraculous the way it healed up. 2 days and you never know he had it. And it was a bad infection, too.
Yes, it was a blister. Why, I've had a joint mouse taken out of my knee. Major surgery.
Did you say something very rude, Father?
Told the truth, that's all.
Hmm?
Well, never mind, Hazel. Let's talk about something else. How did Pinky do in summer school?
Oh, he's gonna squeak into college by the skin of his teeth. Oh, here comes Mother.
Henry, would you like a slice of fresh homemade bread and hot applesauce?
Oh, Fanny, you made bread. Fresh homemade bread and applesauce. Oh, Fanny, Fanny.
You'll spoil his dinner, Mother.
Oh, no, he won't. He ordered a pork roast at the last minute, and dinner's going to be at least an hour late.
Fanny, I didn't order anything. I made a suggestion. Oh, and you brought milk, too. Yes, fresh applesauce. And there's nothing in the world I love so much as fresh, warm applesauce and homemade bread and good, cool milk. Yes, I'm hungry, too. Thank you very much. Well, let me have it.
I'll put it right down over here, Henry.
But I can't reach it there.
I'll be glad to hand it to you after you make your phone call.
Hmm? What phone call?
I don't need to tell you, Henry.
Uh-oh, Mother, bribery.
Oh. You should have heard him, Hazel. I don't care how many years you've been friends with the man. If he's a doctor, he doesn't like to be called a quack.
Father.
Fred was hurt when he left, Hazel. Oh, he pretended it was just Henry's way, but I know he was hurt. And Dr. Hagaboom, too. They both were.
Mm-hmm.
It won't cost anything to call Fred and apologize.
Oh, Father.
I've had enough, Hazel. Now, Henry, I've gone to all the trouble of making pork roast and applesauce and fresh bread and everything you wanted, and you can at least do this for me. Take the phone this moment, call Fred and apologize.
Hmm.
You'll feel better when you've done it, Henry. Your conscience bothers you. I know it does.
Fanny?
Yes, Henry?
Fanny, I might have spoken to them a little sharply.
Well, tell him so. You've been friends too many years, Henry.
Well, what if I should call him and apologize and then find that my leg is going to be stiff for life? Eh? What about that? If it is, I never want to see him again. I'm through with him.
Father, when I was in the office with Pinky, Dr. Thompson told me there wasn't one chance in 1,000 that your leg wouldn't be perfectly well. But he said, naturally, he couldn't flatly say it'll be until you're well enough to walk on it. Well, how could he know for sure? I admire him very much. He's a man of real integrity, Father.
Hi, Grandmother.
Pinky, come in.
Hi, Mom.
Hello, my dear.
Well, Grandfather, how are you feeling?
Mm.
Henry, is that a way to greet your grandson?
Yes. Hello, Pinky.
Gee, is his knee still hurting him?
No, it's his conscience. Pinky, how would you like a slice of fresh bread and hot applesauce?
Oh, boy.
Hmm?
Well, sit right here and help yourself. I brought it up to your grandfather, but he can't have it.
Oh, stomach upset, Grandfather? Oh, that's too bad. Mmm. Oh, golly, smell that.
Take a nice big bite.
Mmm. Mmm, Grandma.
Good?
Oh.
Mother, you're torturing Father.
He knows what's right.
Huh? What's the matter?
Never mind, Pinky.
Mmm, sure is good. Oh, gosh.
There's lots more downstairs, Henry. With soft, sweet butter, and there's thick cream, too.
Cues, aren't you, Fanny? Pretty crafty. What I put up with, Hazel.
Are you going to do it?
Hand me the phone, Hazel.
Poor Father. Here, you know the number?
Yes. Yes, led around by the nose for 50-odd years.
Boy, I saw an interesting medical book at the library. I was looking up knee joints in a grandfather.
Hush, Pinky. Your grandfather's phoning.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
Hello. Hello. Dr. Thompson there? Henry Barber. Yes, please. I gave in like a weakling. I ought to be ashamed of it. Hello, Fred. Henry. Yes. How are you today? Oh, fine, fine. Yes. How's Dr. Hagaboom, eh? Mm-hmm. That's good. Oh, nothing. I just thought I'd call you, Fred. Fanny made some fresh bread and applesauce this afternoon. She's going to get me a piece in a minute. Mm-hmm. 2 pieces, I think she's going to get me. Oh, I'm just going to say, if you're not too rushed this evening, stop by and we'll give you a big slice of bread and applesauce. Oh, it takes you right back to your boyhood, Fred. What's that? You have, eh? All right, I'll look for it. Yes, yes. Goodbye, Fred.
That wasn't much of an apology.
You make mountains out of molehills, Fanny. Here, Hazel, take this and put the phone back.
I've got it.
Yeah. Why, he wasn't hurt or put out at all. Why, he sent me a present. Said he should be here by now.
Nothing has come. What is it?
He didn't say. Oh, Fanny, look here now. I've been tortured long enough. That boy gulping down applesauce and fresh bread, where's mine?
All right, Henry.
I'll get it, Mother.
No, I will. But you come along with me.
All right.
He wasn't the least bit put out, Fanny. Why, we're old friends. He understands me.
And want me to run the errand for you, Mom?
One slice is all you can have before dinner, young man. You stay right there.
Okay.
How was it, Pinky?
Good, eh?
Kind of like eating music.
That's a good phrase, my boy. That's exactly what your grandmother's fresh bread and applesauce tastes like.
Say, Grandfather, I should have brought that medical book home for you to see. You'd be interested. It was all about the human knee.
One doesn't realize one has a knee until you have an operation on it. Then you know how important one joint can be to your life and happiness.
And there's another interesting book there you might like. It's on geriatrics. That's the treatment and cure of the illnesses of old age.
I'd rather read the one about the knee.
Okay, I'll bring it to you next time I go to the library. There was one case history in it, kind of like your case. Only this man, instead of kneeling in the garden too much, well, he was reading a newspaper and walked into a fire hydrant. Just a little bump on the knee. But boy, did he have trouble.
That's so? What happened to him?
Oh, they operated and saved his leg all right.
Oh, did they?
Of course, they had to stiffen it up so he couldn't bend it. But anyhow, they saved it. Book's kind of hard to understand, but it sure is interesting.
Yes. I'm sorry for the poor man, but I don't want to hear about
Father, it. Father, here's a big parcel from Dr. Thompson.
Oh, my present. Bring it in, Hazel.
It just came this minute. I think you can guess what it is.
Huh?
Unwrap them, Pinky.
No, don't. Leave it alone. I can see what it is. Crutches. They've sent me crutches. Why, the callous quacks, they knew all the time that they had done it, the fumbling butchers. My leg is going to be stiff for life, and they knew it all along. Fanny, come up here, Fanny. They didn't dare tell me face to face. They've sent me crutches.
Be here in a moment with further development. If you have hay fever or if you're troubled with a summer cold, the chances are you've tried some antihistaminic product. So now try Tabsin. That's spelled T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin is an improved antihistaminic tablet. Tabsin is different. Tabsin can do more for you. Yes, Tabsin's antihistamine is effective in relieving the sniffles, the sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose. But Tabsin does more. It also offers fast, dependable relief from the headache that so often accompanies summer colds and hay fever. Also, it's a smooth-coated tablet that's easy to swallow, leaves no unpleasant aftertaste. So remember, for more quick relief from the misery of hay fever or a summer cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N. Tabsin. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. Right, Paul.
My daughter Teddy has written Claudia excitedly today from London that her army captain has again postponed his departure, this time for another week. Claudia is sure that Teddy is at last in love, though it seems odd that she has actually told us very little about the captain. We don't even know his name or where he's from. Well, that's how it is with the barbers today. Good night.
Friends, here's something to keep in mind this summer. For the discomfort and itching of sunburn and heat rash, use Bactine. That's B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, a remarkable new product with amazing effectiveness. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid with a fresh, clean odor, does not stain the skin or clothing, has a soothing, cooling effect on sunburn and heat rash, helps take out the burn. Get it at once from your druggist. Keep it handy, and when sunburn or heat rash brings discomfort, bathe it with Bactine. B-A-C-T-I-N-E, Bactine, 30 and 70 cents a bottle. One Man's Family is brought to you transcribed each weekday night at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Tabsin. Monday, Chapter 11, Book 77. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.
One Man's Family comes to you from California. Stay tuned for Leon Pearson and the latest reports on war and labor. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.